Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on,
suit on.
Looking like the trap dog.
Giving them all.
Just like the $1 million bucks.
Things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, oh man. Almost forgot I had one this morning, but I'm okay. I'll tell you where I am in a little bit. You know, I get around, man, it's so much, but man, good morning, everybody. You know, today I was having a conversation with my wife last night. And we were talking about our plans. You know, we often sit down, you know, just like a married couple. I mean, you know, we're married. You know, we have children. We have aspirations. We have hopes. We have things we want. You know, when you're married, you know, I mean, it's important to sit with your partner. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's common sense, really. It's important to sit down with the person that you've chosen and decided to share your life with and have multiple conversations on a lot of things. And we try to make sure that all of our conversations aren't always just business related and always kid related, you know, because that becomes, it's a part of it, but it weighs so much on the marriage, that because that's the grunt work of being married, you know, your children, your family, your bills, your mortgage, your car notes, you know, the what's due, what's coming up. And if you're not careful, you'll start, that becomes the focal point of you all's conversation. And this woman or man or person that you've decided to have this life with, all of a sudden, they're an extension of your business. And you guys become business partners or whatever. And it just gets so, anyway, I'm just saying that it's important to sit down and have these conversations. But it's even more important to have the other conversations. You know, it's important with the person that you're planning on making the run with to sit down and talk about other things, you know, on a more upbeat note. You know, we were having a conversation and she was reminding me of what she loved about me. And then I, in turn, was turning around telling her the things that I admired about her and loved about her. And we kind of have these all the time, you know, where we sit down and we talk about the things that we still enjoy about one another. Or we may talk about some of the things that we miss in one another. But we constantly have these conversations about appreciation. You know, it's so important, man, that the other person feels appreciated. So these things are important. But we got into the conversation deeper last night. And I was telling her about this idea that I had, and that I wanted her to help me with and make a phone call for me, because she knows these people and I was going to be doing this. And then my wife reminded me of something. Now, once again, you know, as always, you know, when I'm talking to you, I just keep it as real as I can. I don't know the Bible inside out. I can't quote to you scriptures and tell you exactly where it is. I just, you know, I heard her say it, but it kind of blew by me. I was telling her about something I wanted to make happen, and she reminded me that there's a scripture somewhere, and somebody emailed it to me today, I'm sure, where the Bible reminds us not to be anxious for anything. Don't be anxious for something. And, you know, it really mattered to me at that point yesterday that she brought this to my attention, because how many times I've been guilty of that in my past. And I've learned better now, but every now and then I need to be reminded, you know. And I think what she was saying to me was, you know, I've gotten to a point in my life, and we all should get to a point where, you know, you've heard old people say this: if you're going to pray about something, then don't worry about it. And if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. Back to this. Be anxious for nothing. Don't, if you're going to trust in God, then do that. And trusting in him means sometimes you got to be patient. God has never been too late. You don't know the plan he has. You don't really always know his will. You definitely don't know his route, his way of doing anything. So he's always on time. He's always been there on time for me. He's always been there on time for you. How many times have you thought it was over only to find out it's really just begun? How many times have people wrote you off? There are those of you who have lost jobs, but you are still maintaining. But man, God has already began the turnaround process for many of us. Some of us lost jobs and now have better jobs. Some of us lost jobs and now has forced us to rekindle that dream and that vision for a business we had. And sometimes the mishap is the thing you need to make something good happen. See, a lot of times we get so comfortable in our life where we just, we get complacent. We just settle in, and when this is it and this is what I'm doing. But in actuality, God has a tremendous amount of abundance for you. He has an amazing amount of things. He has all these boxes packaged up with your name on them that he's willing to ship if you would just align yourself with some of his will so you could get some of these things. How many times have you thought it was over and it didn't really go over? How many times have you thought, well, this is it, and it wasn't it at all? Well, how many times have you thought, well, it don't look like this gonna work out, and it didn't work out, but then something better came along? How many times has that happened? You've got to realize this, man. I was talking to a family who had got displaced from the Katrina thing that happened down there in New Orleans. And, man, when they said, yeah, we got a displaced from Katrina, and I braced myself because, oh, woe is me. Here comes this story. I got to hear this, and I got to be encouraged and think of something. It was totally different. They totally, totally blew me away. Man, the brother said, man, it's actually the best thing that ever happened to my family. And I went, whoa. And he said, yeah, man. He said, because what happened was, he said, I got settled in. He said, plus, I was doing some things outside of my marriage down there. He said, I was doing some stuff in the streets I ain't need to be doing. He said, man, it all got washed away. We thought our life would never be the same. But he said, man, my life ain't need to be the same. He said, man, now we live up here in Texas. We got a house. Don't know nobody. He said, I ain't got nobody I know to get into trouble with. He said, man, I done rediscovered my wife, how beautiful she really is, how much my family really was counting on me. And he said, man, it straightened me up, man. He said, so I got to tell you, Steve, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Now, that's not always the case, but it's how you look at a situation. But just don't be anxious for anything, because God got a fix for you if you just let him work. So just stay on course. Stay focused. Don't lose faith. Don't be anxious, man. Just stay in the wheel. Let God work with you. He got some great stuff in store for you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. The announcement you've all been waiting for. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. There is no better way to get your day rolling. After you say thank you to the Creator, there is no greater way to start your day than to cut on your radio and listen to this here show right here. Oh, they got some other ones, but it ain't this one here. Believe that. Ladies and gentlemen, that damn Steve Harvey Morning Show. Woo! Hands down, ain't nothing like it. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., government name is Kill Spates, and the legend, the growing legend of Nephew Tommy. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior is up. What is on your mind?
I've been thinking about this. It's Halloween season, huh? It really is. And I thought about you in a movie. Could you survive a horror movie? Could you make it to the end of a horror movie, huh?
Yeah.
Like, what's the lines?
Everybody.
Yeah, what's the lines you gonna say?
I'm smarter than anybody ever been in a... Huh?
If you was in a horror movie, what lines you gonna say to the killer?
Here's all my lines. Here's the most famous horror lines that I'll be using.
Yeah.
That you'll hear me say. Don't go in there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else?
Here's my next line. No, the hell I ain't.
Yeah.
Here's my next line in a horror movie. Go where?
You ain't going there.
Here's my next line. I see y'all in the morning.
You out. You left. You out.
Yeah. Here's my next one.
Yeah.
We are not going in the woods.
Get that out
please
your mind.
Please let them
get
know.
Get that out your mind.
Yes.
Get yeah that out your mind. We ain't
here's
going in the woods.
Here's my next horror movie line.
Okay.
Quit telling me about this noise you hear.
You can't do nothing about it. I love it.
Quit telling me.
See, quit telling me about this noise you hear.
You don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And then here's my most famous line I'm going to say in the horror movie. I ain't got to go upstairs.
For nothing.
To do nothing, right.
Everything I needed I right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You coming yeah out.
No, I'm going to live through the whole movie to you.
Yeah.
And also, just to be something clear, I personally do not celebrate Halloween in any. You know, I've never gone to a costume party.
Really?
No, oh, really?
Yeah.
Trick or treating when you were a kid?
Well, trick or treating, hell yeah, candy.
Oh.
I said costume party as an adult.
Yeah.
Like a masquerade party.
No. I was candy man, baby. Yeah.
Say that. All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Pastor Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam as they do church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for church complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
We are here on this Biclivius Day.
Come on,
to give a ponturious look into the episodic mind of a church gone derivatively bad. We are here to ostracize the critiques of a congregation. These hills is called the church complaints. Come on, Deacon.
Pastor, Sister Barbara Reagan.
Pray for me. Barbara Reagan.
Yeah, Sister Barbara. Oh. Now, as you know, she's 82 years old and she is pregnant. And she's asking for us to put a fundraiser together because she don't think she'll be here when the baby get to high school. But she's right. 82 and she's pregnant. And she's asking us to put some, she wants to raise some money for the baby so the baby can get through high school with no
issues.
You can
stop right there. We're not going to do this. We do this every time, ever since she's been 70. This is the third pregnancy. We've all find out this is not a pregnancy. The tumor is back. Now, you got to get you down here and get this tumor removed and you'll be fine. Stop asking to raise money because you're pregnant. That's not what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know why you waste until it's football size to come in here. We could laser this out. The doctor told us we could laser it out when it was just small enough, but you let it sit down and let it get that big, and now you wants to be pregnant. You're not pregnant. The tumor has returned. We're gonna cut it out. Well, come on, Deacon.
All right.
That's all right.
Here's another situation we have. We really got to fix it. Brother Simon Davis. Simon Davis. You know, we had a Halloween party last weekend for the kids. He came to the Halloween party with 15 babies, and he said he was Nick Cannon. That's what he said. He said he was Nick. Yeah, he described himself that he was Nick Cannon. He lost 3 of the babies, and now the whole church is trying to figure out where the babies are, but it is just a mess. That's Simon Davis. He said he is Nick Cannon, but he lost 3 of the children, Pastor, and we don't know where these kids are.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, we had this situation a long time ago at the church when we had Brother Sean Kemp.
We did.
Yeah.
Church member here.
NBA.
And a football player, camaraderie.
Yeah.
He was another member. He had 15 children. Mm. Also, we're going to have a new rule at the church.
Mm-hmm.
If you have more than 10 children, you can't attend the jackpot joint of
You can't do that.
We just did it. We're going to start a new rule because there's just too many kids to keep after.
Put pressure on your back.
I'm the pastor and I got 7. I know good and hell well that's too many. Yeah. I'm 2 past where I should have cut off before.
Oh, you should have just had 5. What?
5 was the limit. I knew my daddy had 5. 3 boys, 2 girls. Uh-huh. That was a good number. Now it's time to get out now.
Mm-hmm. So that's they went over the limit. I got you.
Over the limit. We're not going to have that anymore, no more.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Pastor, I don't know how to even approach this, but
I do.
Jada Pinkett Smith and August Alsina is asking to come and join the church. But I don't know. They want to join the church and explain their situation, but it's just, I don't know. It's up to you if you want to let them in to do it. But
Deacon, we're not going to have that here at the jackpot joint of the room. Too much confusion. Look, listen to me. The only person that's relevant at this here church is me.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Will.
Don't nobody else come in here with no stories to top my story. We're not going to have that in here. So just go ahead on. We're not doing that no more. Please, continue on. Go somewhere with all that.
Okay. All right, let me move on.
And another thing I want to say to Miss Pickett there. Don't nobody care no more. They don't. Don't nobody care no more.
But she wants to give every member a book of her, one of her books, Pastor.
What is we need the book for? She done told everything at that table. When she had that show called The Kitchen Table, she did all that right there, and then that man sat there. I'm a huge fan of her husband too. A love the Ali movie. Did a good job of that. A Concussion, another outstanding job, and then a Slave movie. He did.
Yeah,
had all that mud on his face. Very convincing.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, great actor. You got to be good actor though.
Men in Black.
What about Bad Boys?
I didn't see no Men's in Black. I don't watch.
Men's?
You don't do Aliens.
That ain't real.
You don't do Aliens.
Boo.
You ain't seen that one.
No, I don't do stuff like that.
Let me get this out, Pastor. Sister Jamila Davis said she is a virgin, and she wants everybody to know that is the way of life. So,
well, first of all, Sister Jamila gonna have to get another example of virgin. It's not you. You are not it. You thought of being that example 2-3 children too late. Had to go get somebody else. Go get that track star Jolo, Golo, Molo, whatever her name is. Lolo.
Right. Molo.
Yeah, go get her and have her talk to him.
Thank you, Reverend.
So stressed out, though.
Thank you, Deacon Def Jam. That's church complaints for today. Coming up next, we have Ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is right here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we, like everyone else in the world, we're going to discuss the Jada Pinkett Smith revelations and how Will Smith responded to his estranged wife. Floyd Mayweather used his private jet to send aid to Israeli military and civilians. And Carla and her husband kicked it over the weekend with Usher in Vegas. We'll find out about that. Uh-huh, Carla. Uh-huh, uh-huh. We know all about it. All over the gram. That's all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is ready for you, Phoebe, out of Fort Worth. Phoebe writes, my sister and I got into a big argument over $400 that she owes me. Before I left, her husband slid $400 in my purse. I kept the money, but I haven't mentioned it to my sister. Do I tell my sister? Is my brother-in-law testing me, or is he just being nice?
He just being nice and helping y'all, trying to squash the beef between y'all sisters. Hit a 400, baby. Just go head on. Y'all don't need to be arguing. That's all it is. Keep your damn mouth shut. Don't mention the 400 to your sister no more. And just take the 400 and go on about your business. This man is just trying to make peace and move the situation along. It ain't nothing. He ain't testing you or nothing like that. He just slipped you the 400 because he don't want to see y'all arguing. Because he thinks you're probably right. And he know his wife is wrong. But instead of telling his wife she wrong, he done just slipped you to 400.
And wash just let it go.
Forget it, let it go. Just let it go.
Okay. All right. Because her sister's not going to pay her that money, obviously.
Ever.
No.
That ain't fair. All right. Moving on to Travion and T-Neck. Travion writes, my boyfriend wants me to move in with him, but his house is in his mama's name. She loves to tell everyone that it's really her house, and it's so embarrassing for him. Do you think I'll have problems with her if I move in with my boyfriend?
You got problems with her already. She done already telling everybody it's her house and not his house. Now you finna move it in there? So she moved into my house, you know. She ain't got nothing of her own. Oh, no. No, you finna catch it. Yep. No, you finna catch it.
Playing house in my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Playing house in my house. Yeah.
Yep. Don't move in.
Yeah. All right. She already like that with her son. What you think she gonna do with you?
It's gonna be worse. You're right. All right, moving on to Mimi in Hoover. Mimi says, I'm married, but my husband lives in a different state. He keeps contesting the divorce so he won't have to pay me anything. I turned off the cameras at the house and he flipped out. Why should he get to see what I'm doing 24/7? Was I wrong?
No, hell no. Turn the cameras. Hell no.
She should have turned off the cameras.
Yeah. Once it comes to divorce, listen to me. Anything can happen.
All bets are off.
Man, stop thinking it's fitting to be fair. Because
you never, ever know.
Does he have any cameras out of state that you can look at?
She didn't say.
That part.
Doesn't sound like it, though.
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Two-way street here.
Oh, we doing cameras now.
Right.
Oh, we taking pictures.
Yep. All right, last one, CLO. This is from John John in Winnipeg. John John says, I met my soulmate and she said I check off most of her boxes, but she wants me to cut my dreadlocks. I don't want to, and my job doesn't have a problem with my long hair. I do see a future with her, so do I let my dreads go or do I let the woman go?
Well, which one is more important to you?
Yeah.
That's all. And all relationships require compromise. And people go, well, she knew he had jazz ribs when he met him. You know, women always find something they won't change about a man, usually. So, you know, it's just that's up to you, dog. What's more important to you, them dreads or that girl?
What does it sound like, though? Because he's having a problem. I mean, you know.
Well, he liked the dreads. Yeah. He thinks he looked better. And she thinks he would look better without him. That's what the deal is.
Yeah.
Okay.
She thinks he'd look better without him,
If it were you, what would you do?
Well, see, for me, it's difficult because I ain't got no hair. So
yeah, but if you did.
I don't like to hate on people with dreads and all that because, twists and all like that. I don't think it's nothing I do, but hell, I ain't got no hair. I can't make that call.
But if you really like this woman, you wouldn't cut your hair for her?
Yeah, I'd do anything for her.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
that's
you know
what I was getting at, yeah.
For mind blowing sex, it really pretty much ain't no limit. Yeah.
Get on in there.
You put
the
some hair on.
Hey.
You get a wig.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, what you need? Hair. I can get some more hair. Yeah. But if it's mind blowing, if it's that there, if it's at that level right there, zip zip.
Yeah. Well, this guy said he does see a future with her, but he still, you know, has this debate about his hair or the woman. So,
you know, hair has changed, you know, so like they putting people on TV, you know, in kind of way. Everybody owes this to Whoopi Goldberg because Whoopi Goldberg made them accept dreads.
Yes.
This was Whoopi Goldberg's doing. Nobody could be on TV, soap opera, nothing until Whoopi kept pushing the agenda. Mm-hmm. Whoopi Goldberg did this for black people. Please understand.
Thank you, Whoopi.
Please understand. Yeah. She wore their ass down by her hair. Mm-hmm. And she made them.
Yeah, she was herself. She made them accept her as she was. Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, okay, so it's up to you, John.
I done seen some beautiful women with some twists, some braids, all that sort.
Yeah, sexy guys, all of that. Yeah. Okay.
These young kids, they really rocking
too. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to picture you with dreads, dog.
I wear too many suits, dog. I wear too many suits.
men with dreads wear suits.
I'm just trying to picture all of you.
I don't like it for me.
Few with dreads.
I don't like it for me.
Uh-huh.
For me.
Your look.
Yeah.
Not with my suits. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. Hanging down. I don't twist. And I don't want
that. But you could put it up like in a bun or something. You could put it up in a bun.
I don't see Steve with no damn bun. I don't. Well, they don't look bunnish.
My nose way too big for a bun.
What does your nose have to do with a bun?
You don't have one this size, so don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
This here thing come with some issues. Like taking selfies.
Yeah.
I ain't never figured out the angle to hold this damn camera.
You crazy.
And somebody on our show really needs to stop taking selfies.
That ain't me.
They last post.
We know who that is.
I didn't even know who it was. Had so many sparkles on it. And
You know who it is. Oh. Yeah.
Who?
All right.
Who take the most? That damn Monica, huh? She got her last post. I didn't even know who that was.
Mississippi Monica. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we are. Carla, you were all over the internet over the weekend, all over the gram. All over the gram, I should say. All over the gram.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were in Vegas kicking it with Usher, you and Tosh. Tell us about it. How was your birthday weekend?
Oh, my birthday weekend was fantastic. You see my Usher sweatshirt from the show, from the concert. Usher, mm-hmm. Usher. Mm-hmm. His show is straight fire, y'all. If you go get to see Usher's Vegas residency at the Park MGM Grand in Las Vegas, you are in for a treat. I mean, it's just amazing from start to finish. Straight energy. Loved it. We had a good time, me and my husband. We gambled. Thank you. Shout out to Steve Harvey for my birthday gift. Yeah.
Yeah, that was causing
that made it even more special. I'm
you
sure.
Know, Junior, uh-huh. Junior tried to flex on me the other day, and I said, yeah, you did, Junior.
I didn't do it, huh?
I got Junior, a gift. You ain't get her nothing. Quote.
That was what I said. I said like that. You make something. Okay. I said it.
No. Okay. Well, tell us how you said it.
Where your gift? That's all I said. Where your gift?
Okay.
That high pitch.
Can we get back to Usher, please?
But however you did it, you did it, Junior. I appreciate it because Steve accepted the challenge. Yes. Yes.
Thank challenge.
Yeah. And he shut me all the way up, though.
Yes. Shout out to
roller skate. Did he roller skate, Carla?
He did. He mm-hmm. roller skate. Then he had a little bobble.
Was there a pole?
What happened?
There was a pole, and the pole, that whole segment
yes.
was got off him. The chain.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. She's mm-hmm. in shape.
She's in
as
shape.
As a woman, I gave her a standing ovation.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So anyway, you can follow me at Lips by Carla. You can see all my birthday weekend mm-hmm. recap mm-hmm. on the gram. So that's it. Thank y'all.
All
thank
right.
you, Steve.
All day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. That was cool. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. All right, moving on to what else everybody is talking about, and that's Jada Pinkett Smith's primetime special with Hoda Kotb. That premiered on Friday night, and the internet has been blazing with commentary about...
Oh, this was a special?
Huh?
I didn't know that. She was...
This was too much.
Yeah. Yeah, she talked about her new book, Worthy. She's promoting that, her new book. It's on sale tomorrow. She revealed a lot of things about her life, her marriage, that made the internet trolls call her Pay Attention to Me Tour.
Wow.
Ooh, Jada revealed that she and her husband, Will Smith, of course, have been separated since 2016, and she made a promise that there will never be a reason for them to get a divorce, and she's been unable to break that promise. So they decided to live apart but remain married. Jada has shared that as a teenager, she sold crack, and when she was 19 years old, she had her door kicked in.
Jada Pinkett ain't sold no damn crack.
I'm telling you what Jada said.
Man,
you better get the book. The book called Worthy. You better get the book up.
Yes. She said when she was 19 years old.
Her little bitty ass sold crack where? In Baltimore? Her little bitty ass was selling crack in Baltimore.
Petite. She is petite.
Man, y'all need to go ahead on. In what year? You talking about in the 80s?
But when she was 19.
Selling crack.
Mm-hmm. When she was 19. She also said that she had her door kicked in and two guns were held to her head. And the final straw that got everyone's side-eyeing Jada was when she said that Tupac asked her to marry him when he was at Rikers Island in prison. And she said, in her opinion,
check on that.
Tupac wanted to marry her to clean up his bad boy image.
We can't check on that. How you gonna clean up your bad boy? You in prison. What did you say she did before that? Then
she sold crack, and then she had two guns pointed at her head when her door was kicked in.
Okay, Kim Kardashian got tied up in a bathtub in Paris.
In Paris, yeah,
that was a robbery. Yeah, that was serious.
We all knew mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah, she begged
this
for her life.
Come from by
in the 90s
inside your head.
So you're not. It's in the book, Steve.
She sold crack.
It don't. She wrote the book, sir.
Well, you know what? My uncle may have bought some from her. I don't.
You ain't bought some.
Junior, your family strikes again.
Hey, I tell you right now, it popped.
You got a witness, Junior.
All the way to Baltimore for some crack.
Yeah.
From Jada, though.
He drove trucks, though. That's why I say it's possible.
Man, I heard they got this real little bitty crack. You know, up there in Baltimore. I got to go get some of hers, man. She got the good stuff. Come, we're going to get us some JC. Let's go. Some Jada crack.
Jada crack.
Road trip. What? Okay.
You know that little girl, she up there and set it off. Set it off is setting it all off. She's selling crap.
That was after that.
Well, it's all in the book, Worthy, which comes out tomorrow, like I said. Now, Saturday, also over the weekend, Will Smith sent an email to the New York Times to address all of Jada's claims in her book. Will's email stated, quote, "When you've been with someone for more than half of your life, a sort of emotional blindness sets in, and you can all too easily lose your sensitivity to their hidden nuances and subtle beauties." No. Will added that Jada's revelations kind of woke him up. Then on Sunday, Will posted a video of himself sleeping on a boat while his phone continuously sounded off in the background. And a voiceover on the video is saying, "Fun fact about me, I can take a nap almost anywhere." And the caption read, "Notifications off."
Back to Pac in prison at Rikers. Wasn't he married? It's the most stuff we need.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I'm not buying this book. I'm not
coming
buying
up at 20 minutes after the hour. Guess what today is, Steve? It's National Boss Day, and we'll talk about our worst bosses ever right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, today is National Bosses Day, guys. Happy National Boss Day, Steve. So yeah. We got to ask you, who's your worst boss of all time? And then who's your best boss? It can be before you started radio.
Since it's National Boss Day, I ain't got nothing. What that's at? Nothing.
Mine's in the mail. You should be getting it any day now.
No, yeah, really? Man, for real.
Any I'm day now.
Come on, you don't want nothing from us on Boss Day. You
best boss ever,
us.
Steve.
Yeah,
best
you don't need nothing from us, though. Yeah. Best boss.
Best boss
if
ever.
Y'all chip in. Listen to me. Hear what y'all can get me.
What do you
chip in and buy me a box of Opus X 20-year blue label cigars.
No, we bet not.
Where do you get those?
How much is that?
It ain't $1,000.
Time
it. It ain't $1,000. A box of Opus X, blue label, 20 year.
Where you get them from?
I asked.
Oh, I know where to get them.
Oh.
You do?
Oh, at the cigar store?
Can you give us the money to buy that? So we can.
You just gave me a birthday gift. Now I got to give it back.
Give it back. Yeah.
Chip in, it ain't even that serious. But see, let me tell you who ain't going to give me nothing, though. That cheap ass nephew of mine.
Tommy, you
who
know
got
that.
The most money. He already know his cheap ass.
Why am I buying you? But right why there. Am I buying you something?
Because it's National Boss Day. National Boss Day.
And what is that? So what?
And you buy your boss a gift if he's your best boss.
No, we're not doing that. Just happy Boss Day and let's just keep it moving. That's cold. Okay.
Ain't no problem. When your holiday come up, watch what I do.
National Nephew Day?
Little people.
Is there such a thing?
Watch what happens.
He said little people.
Watch what happens.
No. I'm going
to buy you something on National Little People Day. I'm going to buy you a size 48 jacket. Mail it to you. Just as a reminder.
So who was your best boss ever or your worst boss, Steve?
Who's your worst boss, dog?
You can't say.
The boss I liked was at Ford Motor Company, a dude named Jim Neighbors.
The one who fired
Bill
you?
Bill Neighbors. No, Bill, he didn't fire me.
Oh.
Bob, white dude named Bob fired me.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Well, Bob fired me. Gene Ingalls fired me.
Man.
Roy Foster fired me.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Carl.
Who was Willie Turner's boss, Tom?
Boy, that was an insurance job.
Hey, Willie, can't see you in my office.
Tom Hawk.
Woof, say it, Tom. Say it. Woof, folks.
Yeah. You better not say what I think you're going to say.
You better not say it, Tom.
All right.
I swear to God. I keep kids,
bro. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, she is here, Sister Odell, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is here. You hear her. You love her.
Time
you know her.
Time is coming.
Sister Odell.
To go home.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Good, good. What's going on, Shirley?
Well, Sister Odell, I have to ask you something. Have you ever had a real job besides being a missionary?
No, Lord.
And you do know today is National Bosses Day.
No, Lord. Never had a boss but Jesus.
Oh.
Amen.
I ain't work for nobody but the Lord. Help!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Why would I need a job when the good Lord take care of me?
Tell us about it, Sister Odell. How good has your boss Jesus been to you?
Look at me. Spring chicken spry.
Yes, ma'am.
Still got some hair. Got my own teeth.
Yes,
ma'am. Amen.
Can still wear a bra. God. Well,
yeah.
Still, but,
What do you mean you can still wear a bra?
You find out.
Gravity, Sister Odell.
You on your way, sweetie. You and Carly.
Gravity.
Now, bless her heart, little Monica. That's a whole nother situation right there. She's so going to get old, though. She's going to have to start wearing a sports bra.
Sports bra.
Yeah, you're going to have to get into it, sweetie. But those are the things I'm grateful for. You know, and I've outlived 11 husbands. You know, and it just everything and just been, I've seen so many changes in the world, and I've been here for all of them. I was pre-cell phone, pre-televisions, pre-color TV. I was before they started letting black people eat at lunch counters. I was down there. I ate at the lunch counter anyway.
Really?
See, they gave Rosa Parks all that credit. I've been riding at the front of the bus.
Oh, I didn't know that, Sister Odell.
Ain't nobody know me.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they didn't bother you or anything.
Rosa just made an issue about it. I just sat up in the front and ain't say nothing.
Oh. Well, Sister Odell, since you're here,
Every time they asked me to get off the bus, I just got off at the next stop. But I rode in the front long as I could, though. go out to the truck driver that don't like me. I'm still here.
I did want to ask you something, though, Sister Odell. I don't know if you know, Jada Pinkett Smith has been in the news like all week. Oh, you know, she has a book coming out called Worthy.
If she don't go sit down somewhere.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, Sister. You think she needs prayer? Should you pray
for her?
Well,
I know
Sister
one
Odell?
Thing. She giving everybody that's got alopecia a bad name. I know that.
Why you say that?
You know, because you got a scalp condition don't mean you got to be just acting all like that. Just go on and scratch your head. Get yourself some sulfate and some gloves made and sit your ass down somewhere. What is head itching got to do with all these telling all this stuff about your mane and everything? Scratch your head, get your head scarf, and go on about your business.
Well, you think she's telling too much, Sister Odell?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out now, because I think the alopecia people is trying to find out if it's some side effects. Because if alopecia going to make you run your mouth, you got to get this out your head. That's what I think it is. I think it's a side effects of alopecia. And once you get this alopecia fixed, then you can go on about your business.
Well, you know, she says that Tupac was her soulmate, and she put it out there that he had alopecia.
She probably had it back then, sweetie. She probably had that alopecia back then because it then started making her, you know, a delusional. She's delusional, little heifer.
Is that what?
If she don't go sit her skinny ass down somewhere. And then she said on the thing with her cappy holder, she said in the interview, I was sitting there watching, she said,
hold a cappy.
Ain't nobody bought no crack from her little skinny ass. How you buy crack from somebody look like they own crack?
Oh, my God. Mr. Odell.
Mr. Odell.
And put that hot sulfate on your head, and all your alopecia will be gone.
Alopecia, and we'll be back with the nephew and the prank phone call for today right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, he let her plan my party. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Yes, we're going to get as ignorant as we possibly can.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
Mm. Why you sound so serious?
That's a lot. Yeah.
What? You know what I don't like is that y'all not serious about what I'm doing. Y'all
your
take
stupidity.
Yourself
as a joke.
But no, y'all don't appreciate my stupidity, and that's
don't
what
take
really
it seriously.
No, it bothers me, man. Y'all don't seriously. This is really
I don't
real
appreciate it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't appreciate it, but I do marvel at it, though.
It's a wonder, isn't it?
But then, if you marvel at it, you should appreciate it. I don't get that part. I just don't.
Man, you blessed, Tommy.
See, it's the constant need for praise and worship that throws me.
Yeah, we gotta do that.
You already know you stupid. Mm-hmm. What is the worship service for?
You was the only one in line in heaven for stupid. You was the only one up there.
Fine. I'll be stupid by myself.
Wait, man, I know you ain't mad at us because you stupid. You can't write.
I'm mad.
By yourself. Yeah, every day. Yeah, by yourself. Every
you
day.
Mad at us.
Okay. Hey, nobody wants to join me. Fine. Got it. Great.
Have I'll you ever read myself. In the scripture where they got a stupid section in heaven? Have you read that anywhere?
No.
No.
Yeah, well, might want to look into quitting.
So you don't think I could be the first stupid person in heaven? That's you know, has merits and people like it and they show me love and you don't think that's
how I talk.
Dog, your mansion on its own street.
I just wouldn't want to risk it.
What happened?
Do y'all want the prank? Well, yeah. Do you want the prank or not?
I just think he found out he might not go to heaven. Now all of a sudden he don't want to do the prank no more.
Wait. Hold on. So now I ain't going to heaven? Wait.
It's a joke, but if you want to eat it like that, go ahead. I just made that sandwich for you, so yes, enjoy.
You gonna be
you know what, man? Okay.
You gonna be there.
But when I get to heaven, I'm not fooling with you, though. I'm
not talking to
see,
them.
Right there. They're not gonna have that in there. They're not gonna have that.
Leave all that on earth.
When I get to heaven, I ain't fooling with you. He ain't finna have that up in there.
No, your house on his own street. Sit.
All right. Hey, you know what? Just run the prank.
Your mansion is gonna be a tiny house.
What's wrong with him?
We're trying.
I don't. You know
what kind of house is it up?
His mansion gonna be a tiny house.
So you trying to say nah? They got tiny houses.
You gonna have so much yard.
Wait. So you think they got tiny houses in heaven?
Tiny mansions, yeah, he said. Tiny mansions.
It's gonna be a mansion, but it's gonna be tiny. It's still gonna be like you gonna have a mansion, but it's gonna be like 452 square feet.
Get to the prank.
Hey, run the prank.
Ooh, he mad at us.
So now I ain't going to help. Run the prank, Cat.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Kira?
This is Kira.
Kira Mc.
This is Kira.
Look, do your daughter go to Little Academy?
Yes. Who's this?
And her name is.
Yes. Who's this?
Listen, your daughter then bit my son Joshua on the back.
My daughter, bitch. No.
This is Wilton. Your daughter then bit my son.
Well, Wilton, slow the down. You can't just call my house and tell me my daughter bit your son.
You ain't finna sit here and be cussing at me, lady. I just said your daughter, Sakira, bit my son, Joshua,
no.
in the back.
And I just and said no. I just said no. Two things. One, my daughter wouldn't bite nobody. And two, don't call my house with this tone.
I call with any kind of tone I want to call with. All I'm saying is your daughter done bit my son in the back. And I'm going to tell
and
you.
And all something. I'm saying is don't call my house with this attitude saying some that my daughter bit your child in the back. My daughter has manners and she wouldn't be biting nobody in the back. What the did your
how the hell if you know somebody go, the how the hell you know what your daughter going to be doing if you ain't there?
Because I raised my daughter.
You raised the
you live with your son?
She ain't
you live with your son or you just come in once a month and try to do some kind of daddy work?
Your daughter ain't but 4 years old. How in the hell you know her that damn well?
I've been with her for 4 years. Where the you been? My daughter does not be biting people around in the back and the neck or any thing like that. What the hell is wrong with you? Don't call my house with this attitude.
Well, how the hell you figure I'm a weekend daddy? I'm calling you about what's going on with my child.
Uh-huh. But I don't think you got your facts straight. So next time you call somebody to tell them about their child, figure out everything about your child first.
All I'm saying is that the people at the academy said Sakira bit my son Joshua in the back.
Well, I can't understand what you're saying because I don't like your tone. So don't call me about my baby. Have her mama call me.
It don't make no difference if a mama or a daddy call, as long as somebody call. Hello?
Call her back, dog.
Hello?
Is this Kira?
This is Kira.
Why you hang up on me?
Why are you still calling me and why are you yelling at me? My child didn't bite your child in the back. When I picked up my child, they didn't say to me, your child bit somebody in the back. I know my child. I'm with my child every day. Like I said in the first place, you must be some kind of weekend daddy.
I know my child. I'm with my child every day.
Are you?
I'm with my...
I don't even know who Joshua is. She should have just hit him in the head.
What you ain't going to do is sit here and talk about my baby. Now, you asked me to lower my tone.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up one more time.
Lower your... Hello?
Call her back, though.
Call her back, Kat.
Hello?
Don't hang up on me no more, lady.
Don't call my number again.
I'm going to call you until you tell me why your child is biting my child in the back.
I am not in the mood to play with you right now.
You're going to mess around and get you and your child's ass whooped. You and your child.
Whoa, guess what? Shakira got a daddy. You talking about whipping somebody's whoop Shakira's daddy's. No, you don't have else to say. You can't call my house and threaten me and my child. If my child bit your child, well, that's what the your child deserves. He got whooped.
My daughter
whooped your son's. This probably won't be the last time that little fat snotty nose kids get this.
You ain't gonna be talking about me and my son.
When no fake facts, she didn't bite him in the back. She might have whooped his, but my daughter don't play nasty.
Your
like
daughter
that.
Bit you my son in back.
Keep talking. You found my phone number, find my address, and have Shakira's daddy beat your. I said, bring your on over here. And the same way my baby, Shakira whipped your baby's, my baby daddy gonna whip your. Bring it on.
I'm coming over there and beat you and your child.
Like I said, you don't call a woman and tell her you coming over to beat her and her child. You come over here and beat her daddy's. Come over here and beat Shakira's daddy's.
He don't want none of me.
You don't want this.
I'm on my way over there now.
Then bring it on in.
Somebody gonna get their
daddy home all week.
He ain't got no damn job.
He got a job.
Y'all gonna make me come over there tonight.
Bring it on right now.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm finna tell you.
Tell me something else then.
You gonna get bit and your baby gonna get bit too.
You gonna bite me and my baby? Shakira dad gonna whoop your.
Can I say something to you?
Say something to me then.
This
say
nephew to Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
I am ashamed. I am so ashamed.
You just got pranked. Oh. Your sister Glenda told me.
No, she said
you always tell me Tommy will never get me.
I told her that wouldn't happen to me. But you can't call somebody and talk about their baby.
I'm gonna hit you with it.
That's where it counts, man. Don't call nobody about that child. You got my heart hurting.
Look, can I ask you something? Let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. You.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
Thank you,
Strawberry
sir.
Letter.
Ooh, he's soft.
Subject. He let her plan my party. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives.
and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, yeah. He let her plan my party. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 3 years, and I met my husband at my nephew's birthday party. He had dropped off a bunch of tables and chairs in his pickup truck, and he spoke to me in the parking lot as he left. He told me that day that he was going to marry me. I got butterflies because he was tall and bald, and he looked through my soul when he talked to me. We stayed outside talking for so long that I was late to the party. A few days after the party, we went out on our first date, and he admitted that his ex-wife is a party planner, and she owns an upscale events company, and he helps her with the business because he owns a small percentage of it. He says they are good friends and have a good co-parenting relationship. We got married 8 months after we met, and we've had our ups and downs with his ex-wife. She's cordial, but we've never clicked. My husband told me she's not an outgoing person, and she doesn't have a lot of girlfriends because of that. I have to endure her calls to my husband whenever she wants to vent over a business matter. I honestly think she should only call him when there's an issue with their son, but I try not to nag him. But where I draw the line is having her plan my 40th birthday party. I turned 40 on October 2nd, and my husband had a small dinner catered in our community clubhouse. The next night, he threw me a surprise party at a lounge, and I was truly surprised in more ways than one. The party was beautifully done and everyone wore black and gold, but the party planner wore an all gold dress to upstage me. It was his ex-wife. He allowed this woman to plan my birthday party. This is unacceptable. He doesn't see the harm in it. Am I being a brat? Oh boy. Wrong on just so many levels. This was just dumb. What was your husband thinking? You don't let your ex-wife plan your current wife's birthday party, especially if they don't get along. So you had no idea she was going to help him, meaning he didn't tell you? Because I know you would have shut the whole thing down if he had told you that. His ex knew everything, though, because, she had to know everything so she could plan it. And then, just throw it in your face and try to upstage you, which she did with her all gold dress after everybody had to wear black and gold. This is the one time he should not have let his ex-wife plan the party because it was for you. And again, you and his ex don't get along. So anything could have happened and your party would have been ruined. Also, this had nothing to do with her. This was supposed to be all about you celebrating turning 40. The crazy thing is, though, you knew what he did and what they did together before you guys got married. He was still in business with his ex and he still helped her because he owns part of the business, he said. So, I mean, you know, the only thing I could tell you at this point is that your husband, of course, was wrong. You know that. He did a very stupid thing. He needs to find a way to fix this immediately. He needs to become a silent partner with his wife from now on in this business. Steve?
I don't know. It's a couple of things in here. You met him. He told you he was going to marry you. 8 months later, y'all getting married, you know? Hell, he was tall, he was bald. I get it, you know? I get it. I'm tall, I'm bald. I get it.
Because you're tall and bald.
I get it. Mm. I get it. You got it. You saw it, you wanted it, had to have it. 8 months later, you did it.
Ta-da.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. I just don't know. I really don't. The problem in his letter... His ex-wife is a party planner. She owns an upscale events company, and he helps her with the business because he owns a small percentage of it. But they're divorced. He said they're good friends, and they have a good co-parenting relationship. Well, y'all got married and y'all done had your ups and downs with his ex-wife. You're going to have that. Them ex-wives is exes for a reason. Listen to me. She's cordial, but we've never clicked. You ain't finna click. She don't click with nobody. Your husband told you she's not an outgoing person. She don't have a lot of girlfriends because of that. I have to endure her calls to my husband whenever she wants to vent over a business matter. I honestly think she should only call when there's an issue with their son, but I try not to nag him. Well, if he's part owner in the business and they own this business together, I think you're going to have to own up to this little piece of baggage that he has. He's a co-business owner with his ex-wife, so I think you're going to have to deal with that issue. And then they're going to talk about the son. But where you draw the line is her 40th birthday party. She planned your 40th. Hmm. God, dog. God.
Yeah.
Boy, all of this leads down to that 40th party. I guess you knew nothing about it. But when we come back, we'll get into what happened at that party. And what made you know that she planned it? What was at that party that was so her, but not you? What did she do? Good Lord of mercy, have mercy.
All right. We're going to have part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. You don't want to miss it. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he let her plan my party. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he let her plan my party.
Yeah. Mm. She married this tall, handsome, bald man. Such a group of us. You know, you couldn't help
tall
it.
Tall and bald.
Yeah, and good looking. You know, you couldn't help it. You got sprung. You saw it.
Good looking.
Yeah, 8 months. All that's in the letter somewhere. Oh. And he had a pickup truck, too. That did it right there. Pickup truck. Well, pick what? You need to pick me up. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You got a pickup truck. You need to put something in the back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's got all that room back there. Why don't you put this in the back of that there? Yeah. Mm. Anyway. They got married. Now, he has an ex-wife, and they own part of this big event planning company together, and they have a little child. Never really clicked with the wife because she's just not an outgoing person. He told you his wife don't have a lot of friends, so y'all ain't never really clicked. Y'all done had your ups and downs with the ex-wife because of everything. So anyway, you have to endure when she calls her husband to vent over the business matter. And I honestly think she should only call him when there's an issue with their son. Well, you can't realistically expect that. He came with the baggage. He told you they had a business together, and he's a small percentage owner. So I think you're going to have to bite the bullet on that one. And so those are going to be some phone calls. That's okay. I got that. Here's your problem. But where you draw the line is having her plan my 40th birthday party. I turned 40th on October 2nd. My husband had a small dinner catered in our community clubhouse. Okay, that was good. He did that. Had a small dinner, some friends over. It's small. She ain't got no friends. You know. Well, it's not for her, but you had a dinner party at the clubhouse. My bad. Wrong woman. But then the next night, though, he threw you a surprise party at a lounge. And I was surprised in more ways than one. The party was beautifully done. All right now, cool. Everybody wore black and gold, but the party planner wore an all-gold dress to upstage me. Yeah, she did that, didn't she? Came in with that all-gold dress on. Only thing black she had on was them shoes. Unless she found some gold shoes, too. Christian Louboutins with the red bottom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you have on, though? Let's talk about that. You told everybody to wore black. You wore that little black ass dress with the little, but you wore gold jewelry. You in there looking like everybody else. That's what really happened. You wore that little tight black dress, but she came in with a tighter gold dress. Yeah, tighter. What else was at the party that you let it know it wasn't you? Well, you don't really care for ham and cheese, right? Had a whole lot of ham and cheese sandwiches. Yeah. You don't like angel food cake, but your cake was angel food. She just in there got cake all around her mouth. It's so good. Yeah. You don't really like orange juice, but mimosas was flowing from a fountain. Yeah, she had planned this party. Now, everybody else was loving the party, but you can't believe the dress she had on. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. It's the dress she had on. She was in there with it right and tight. The problem is, though, see, you ain't got no babies. See, she had a baby. Still got a little bit of baby weight on her, but she had found some Spanx that could help her. And she had them Spanx on, too, but you knew they were Spanx, but nobody else knew. She looked real put together. This party was a disaster. Your dumbass husband let her plan the party. And she came to the party. First of all, y'all ain't cool. Why is she at the party? Is she the party planner? She didn't have to go to the party. She ain't your girlfriend. Y'all ain't cool. Why is the ex-wife at your party? Ain't no way I could pull that off. It ain't no way. No. Closer that ever happened to me was my daughter got married. From my first marriage.
Oh, yeah. We were all there. Married. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, you were nervous that night.
I sat between her and Marjorie on the front row.
Ooh, you were nervous that night.
The rehearsal dinner the night before, I needed that to be over.
You're so crazy, Steve. But they were cool, though. They were cool.
Yeah. Super cool. First time they ever met, first time they ever talked. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there the whole time. Why are y'all talking?
Sweating bullets.
Please, we don't need to compare nothing. This fool done had her at the party and invited her to the party. He's so damn stupid.
It was bound to happen, Steve.
I think that all he can do, no, you're not being a brat. That's a common thing for a woman to feel that way. Another woman planning her party, especially his ex. You're not being a brat. He offers you an apology. He should just say, hey, baby, I didn't know it would affect you that way. I'm deeply sorry. I was just trying to do the best I can. I know she's really good at it. And no matter, don't say that, dog. Don't say, I know she's really good at it. Don't say she good at anything. Say, I should have left that heifer at the divorce court. And I'm sorry I have any with her, but she has a child of ours. God, I wish she'd just go away. Say,
all right.
I'm sorry, it won't happen again.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior in Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Pippin, you
what's
said
up, man?
You said it was going to be the worst week ever for you. You did say that when you picked these.
Well, yeah, Pippin, I'm out of town, so how I do?
You did good, Pippin. You 50-50. You ain't lose. You 50-50, Pippin.
Oh, well, let's find 50-50. Out what it was, Junior.
Yeah, you 50-50, man. Let me tell you something, man. Hey,
that's losing.
The Ravens and the Titans. The Ravens beat the Titans 24-16, Pippin. You picked the Titans. Ah,
yeah.
That ain't work out for you. But you fought, you came right back. Commanders over the Falcons, 24-16.
Picked it.
Seahawks over the Bengals. Here we go, man. Bengals 17, Seahawks 13. That's what you picked. Oh, Pippin, here we go. You picked the Colts. The Jaguars, 37, Colts 20.
Yeah, saw it coming.
Yeah, Pippin, but you came right back with the Dolphins over the Panthers, 42-21.
Knew that.
But you picked the Bears, Pippin, and the Vikings won 19-13.
Oh, what about that, Pippin? What about that?
You know, you can't get them all, you know, Tommy, you know, but you know how it go.
Pippin, this one that made me concerned, man. You left the Browns, man, you said 49ers. The Browns won 19-17 over the 49ers.
That's how you know. That's hot. Hey, player.
Uh-oh.
Ain't not Hollywood, everybody went against the Browns, and Deshaun wasn't playing. Come on. What you want me to pick?
But you
but
came
there
right.
is a God, though. Miracles do happen. Cleveland. That's well, when you win, when you lose, pimp. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, pimp, you came right back, man, because the Texans beat the Saints 20-13, and you Hello. Picked the Texans.
Yeah, man, I told you. I've been watching him, man. That boy, that quarterback coming long. He finna win Rookie of the Year.
CJ Stroud. Yeah. Pippen, then you backdoor him again. Pippen, here you go, man. You picked the Raiders over the Patriots, 21-17, Pippen.
I'm never going to pick the Patriots, ever, ever.
Hey, Pippen, then you come back again. Here go the Lions over the Buccaneers, 20-6. Did that
Detroit. Where the players play.
Pippen, you picked the Eagles, but the Jets won 20-14 over the Eagles.
I don't know how the hell that happened.
But don't worry about it, Pippen. You came right back, though. The Bills over the Giants, 14-9. You did that one.
You understood.
And Pippen, man, I got to tell you, man, I hate this for you, man. You picked the Cardinals, but the Rams won 26-9.
Yeah, you know, I just tried to do something a little different right there. I know the Cardinals ain't nobody.
Where did he go, sir?
All right. Thank you, Junior. Thank you, Pimpin. Coming up at the top of the hour, a male listener wants to know if body piercings have an age limit. We'll talk about it right after this.
What?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, so this, Steve, is from Al in Tuscaloosa. Al says, I'm a 58-year-old divorced man, and I would love to be remarried, but there's a shortage of good women. I was dating a 57-year-old woman, and she took her clothes off, and she had body piercings and tattoos on her breasts, thighs, and lower back. After a certain age, is it cool for a woman to still have her nipples and her navel pierced?
Well, see, you need, that's a lot of need and stuff. And you got to be careful at that age, because where it originally got pierced may not be where it end up in 3 years.
You know what?
See that nipple piercing very easily could become a navel piercing.
She has both.
Yeah, well, and then that navel piercing could be just a little cover up. See, what? Things what? Gravity gonna come into play. You got to be careful with getting
Don't
this
ask.
Stuff at a. Because all these tell. Tattoos, like I've seen moths, I've seen butterflies on young people, and they got old, and all of a sudden it became a moth. You know, I've seen that before. I've actually seen like a man get a shovel put on his chest, and then when he got old, he looked like a spoon. You know, just got to pay attention to what you're getting put on you. I've seen a man had an eagle put on his arm one time, and now
the eagle
looked a whole lot like a pigeon. Start to look like a pigeon. Just, you know, it just take its toll, man. It ain't what it was, you know.
So it does, to answer his question. Body piercings, they do have an age limit. That's
right, but it's hard, not hard to find a good woman, man. It's hard to find a good woman for you. It's a lot of good women out there that's available. It's a lot of good women out there. But
that's right.
Both of you have to concern yourself with the baggage that comes with them. Because, mm-hmm. But it's a lot of good women out there, man, who haven't been in a relationship in a long time and not going to know how to be in a relationship. You know, mm-hmm. just been by themselves so long, they're not going to know how to be in a relationship. So, but you got to find the one that's for you.
Okay. And then you know, be a little patient.
You are practicing, like, you know, hermit-like behavior.
Hermit-like behavior?
Okay.
Hermit-like behavior. Mm-hmm. Women saying that they love being alone. It's kind of hard to make her your mate. She love being alone. Seeing as how we're going to try to stay together.
Okay. I think we have time for one more. This one is from Mika in Little Rock. Mika says, my husband drinks a lot and he thinks he's being sociable, but he rambles his words and stumbles around like an idiot. A friend of mine said she was out watching a game and my husband was so drunk that he flirted with her and she had to remind him who she was. My husband doesn't recall the incident because he was drunk. Is he using alcohol as an excuse to cover up what he did?
Well, it's not an excuse. He really didn't know. Your husband is an alcoholic.
She said he drinks a lot.
That's what alcoholics do. They drink a lot. See, I don't know what you want to call it.
You know, find a new
he's
name
not an alcoholic. He drinks a lot. Yeah. That's thing. Really the first symptom.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first symptom of alcoholic.
He drinking a lot.
A lot.
So yeah. What do you
see, if he
what
drinks he just on Saturday socially, then he won't be an alcoholic. You know, but your man is an alcoholic. And
Well, she said it. He rambles and stumbles around. He rambles his words and stumbles around like an idiot. She said that, too.
What'd he say?
Good. What your name is? Harold, I'm Belinda. I'm Belinda. Oh, I like that about you, girl. What's up? What your name is? Belinda. Belinda. I like that. So let me ask you something. What your name is? I ain't drunk. I just been drinking.
Yeah.
I don't drink a lot. I just drink all the time.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning
Show.
Nice
to meet you, Rolanda.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, in California, specifically the Bay Area, restaurants, you know, restaurants that offer brunch and then they offer bottomless mimosas with that brunch. Mm-hmm. Well, they could all soon add, quote, vomit fees to address their patrons that drink too much and end up getting sick inside the restaurant. In Oakland, California, for instance, the Kitchen Story restaurant has already introduced its $50 cleaning fee for patrons who throw up in the restaurant. Another brunch hotspot, Home Plate, has informed brunch goers that they will be charged a $50 fee for any incident caused by intoxication. But whatever happened to just, you know, stopping the customer, okay, cut them off when they've had too much.
Well, you don't know that. You can't watch people that close. Tommy, how many drinks can a person have?
How the hell I know? What? Before what? Completely just lit?
Before they start throwing up. Like, you ain't never threw up. I ain't never seen you throw up. Monica, 10. 10 drinks.
That's a lot.
You know, Monica, you may be saying some stuff about yourself you don't really want on the radio.
No one knew it was Monica until he said her name.
Even Tommy went, 10. Damn.
What'd you say, Monica? Cheers.
Maybe half that.
Oh,
all right.
Five, six. Weak, man.
Yeah.
So be mindful of that if you're drinking when you go to Oakland, California.
And call you an Uber.
Drink 10 glasses of juice.
Don't drink and drive. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We will play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather sleep with a dog in your bed or would you rather have a mouse in your house?
Yeah, but he ain't in the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah B.
But he in the house.
Yeah. I'm going to kill that fly.
Sorry.
I get him.
No. The mouse is dead. And Shirley, you scared of dogs. So what you...
And mice.
And mice.
Yeah, but I'm going to kill the mice, though. He got about one more night to live.
Yeah. We'll catch him.
Yeah. Oh, I know how to get rid of mice. One mouse? Yeah. That dog in the bed, you're not finna lay up there.
I'm not doing that.
Here, boy.
Dog can't. Well, no. Can't have dog in the bed. No.
Big so ass many people bear. Sleep
big
with
ass
their
ass
dogs, though.
Picture we got up on the bed. He bet.
Yeah. Come here, bear.
I mean, that's like not unusual for people to sleep with their bed with their dogs in the bed.
If you black, right. It is. Yes. It is.
Well, yeah, you got a point there. Would you rather ski down a steep slope, or would you rather dive into a pool that's about 12 feet deep?
Into the pool.
Oh, in the pool.
Oh, you want to dive into a pool? Okay.
Yeah, 12 feet deep. I'm cool. I swim. I'm good.
Dead. Okay. All right. Steve, we scan down
in,
this.
But I need to dive towards the edge.
So you have something to hold on to.
You can't be in the middle.
So when I dive in, I got to be at an angle. And when I come up, I got to be able to grab. Right there.
All right, would you rather take 10 toddlers trick-or-treating or jog through the cemetery at night?
I'm finna run straight through that cemetery.
I'm in the cemetery.
They go trick-or-treating with some kids?
I'm not doing all that, Carla.
I'm not going to come back
with
all...
Doing what?
No, I'm not going to come back with all 10 kids.
I'm not doing this with these kids. No.
I'm going to be missing 5. I'm going to tell you.
What?
Everybody gonna make it back.
Just walk and ring the doorbell. Trick or treat.
I'd like to take them kids through the cemetery, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That is wrong.
I'll tell you right now.
What, Steve?
4 grandkids to the beach yesterday.
Oh, look at you.
Papa. Duty.
Yeah.
Hide an extra nanny. Yeah.
You hide an extra nanny.
Each grandchild had a person. Yeah.
Oh. And what were you doing then?
Sitting on the lounge chair with that breeze off that ocean, smoking a cigar.
Cigar.
I didn't get up one time. I let them stay out there for 4 hours.
It's nice to be the king.
I drank about 13 ice cold lemonades and let them kids got there playing. All them nannies was out there happy.
Can't do that, shirt.
All right. Last one. Would you rather your wife see your last 10 calls or your last 10 text messages? Which one?
That's the same thing. It's the same person.
It's all death.
It's all death?
Yeah, it's all death. It's all a problem.
So you going to die? She going to kill you?
That's what he said.
She's here in my phone. It's all death.
10 calls. Easy. Okay.
Coming up. Thank you, guys. Coming up next, last break of the day, and we'll have some closing from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, Steve, before we get to your closing remarks, we do want to send some our condolences out to the family of actress Suzanne Somers. Suzanne Somers lost her lengthy battle with breast cancer and died at her home over the weekend. She was 76 years old and most widely known, of course, for her role as Chrissy Snow on the hit TV show Three's Company. That was on from the late 1970s to the mid-80s. Somers and her husband also created the popular device, the Thighmaster, which skyrocketed in sales and made infomercial history. She was also an author of 25 books, mostly bestsellers, that focused on the body and aging. So our condolences to the family of Suzanne Somers. Yeah.
She had a long battle with breast cancer.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Yeah. She was a warrior.
Yeah,
sure.
My closing remarks today, let me just talk to you all about faith, because I think faith is such an important component in our lives today. I think it's an important component in every aspect of your life. And here's the deal, man. Never be ashamed of your faith. Whatever your faith is, don't be ashamed of it. Because faith can be with you when everybody else has deserted you. Faith is available to you 24/7. Faith. Your belief in God, your belief in your faith. It's just, listen, man, I can't tell you how important faith has been for me. And if you think about it, you really have to think about it in the same way as yourself. Now, if you're a person who is not using faith or applying faith, I strongly suggest that you develop that. And it's really easy. Don't make it seem difficult. Don't let the devil fool you into thinking that, well, you haven't been the right person and you've made so many mistakes and you did this and you did that. So what? And so has everybody else. All them preachers you see up there, they got a history. All these people on the internet that's talking about everybody else, they got a history. Everybody has a history. The thing about faith and having a relationship with God is he don't hold none of that against you. God wants you to come to him just as you are. You know, faith is like a hospital. This is a small analogy I'm using here. Faith is like a hospital. It's for people who need it. It really is. You don't go down to the hospital because everything's okay. You go down to the hospital when something's wrong. God is okay with you coming to him because something is wrong. That's what usually pushes people to faith anyway. How many times have you seen people go to prison to discover God? How many times have you seen a person get in a real situation before they finally turn to God? Don't you know he used to that? And it's okay, man. But don't let the devil fool you into thinking that you got to fix yourself up and get yourself right before you come to him. That's like getting yourself healed before you go to the hospital. How that sound? How that work, man? It doesn't work that way. And you need faith. Faith can get you through the storm. Here's the three things about a storm that everybody's dealing with in a storm. You are either going through a storm right now, you either just came out of a storm, or you're headed to one. But the storms are in everybody's life. And that's where people get thrown up. Well, if I have a relationship with God, I want all this to smooth out. No, that's not how it works. God strengthens you to endure the storm. God gives you an abiding peace within yourself to help you the next time the storm comes. I'm in a storm right now, me and my family. But guess what? We are in a wonderful place of peace because all the swirl that's going on around us, God protects us from it. I'm going to be honest with you. We really don't even know a tenth of the stuff y'all out there saying. But no matter what it is, it's not important to where we're headed. See, because of faith, the belief in things that you cannot see, because of Isaiah 54:17, because of Isaiah 43:1-2, because of Psalms 91, there are scriptures that we can hang on to that protect us and cover us through the storm. And that's what faith does. It allows you to better endure the storms because faith, your faith and relationship with God lets you know that it's not just you. God is always there for you. There's nothing you have to go through alone in this world. If you got a relationship with God, he's always there. And he can provide you with an uncommon peace. A peace of mind that's hard to explain. Do you know how many people have called me and said, man, I don't know how you do it? I do. I got a relationship with God. That's all I got for you. That's how I do it. I know that he is protecting us. I know that we are tucked under his wings. So whatever the enemy tries to do, it's not working. It's not working. Everything you do to try to destroy me or my family, we are covered by Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I will refute every tongue that comes after me. Don't y'all know, man, that when you come after somebody that's one of God's favorites, that you're going to have to watch what God do for them? He going to let you see. I don't have to raise my hand and go after everybody and try to run people down. No, man, I sit here, be still, stay in peace, because that faith in God I have, that protection protection that he has awarded me as a child of his is ever present in my life and is ever present in your life. All you got to do is say, God, I love you and I need you. That's the relationship. I believe in you and I need you. Help me and watch what he do. That's available for everybody. I know that sounds simple, but that's just how it is. Y'all have a great day today. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Y'all talk to God today, okay? Because he loved to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.